Well, the former Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has announced that he is quitting Parliament at the next election after being on the backbench since September. He stepped aside from the ministry after refusing to compel a trust to reveal donors who contributed to his legal fees in a defamation action against the ABC. Our political reporter James Glenday is with us. James, was this expected, this decision?
Yeah, it's not particularly surprising, but it does mark a pretty big change in circumstances for Mr. Porter. Just a year ago, people spoke about him here in the halls of power as a potential future Prime Minister, and now he's leaving Parliament, arguing in his farewell statement that he's experienced perhaps the harshness of modern politics more than most. He is, of course, on the backbench and is going to stay there until the election after resigning in September from Cabinet amid a controversy over his use of a blind trust to help fund his defamation case against the ABC. And he took action against the ABC after self-identifying as the cabinet minister at the centre of an article which detailed an historical allegation of rape, an allegation that Mr. Porter continues to strenuously deny. Around the building this afternoon, some in government ranks were a little disappointed, but as I said, not surprised that Mr. Porter is going. In his statement, Mr. Porter insisted that he has no regrets, but his backbench colleague Jason Falinski thinks that he probably does have some regrets.
Christian was an incredibly talented, or is still an incredibly talented person, and obviously there are things that have happened where he now feels he has a better contribution to make outside of the Parliament.
Jason Falinski there. And the opposition says this is not the end of the matter. It's been arguing that the Prime Minister needs to find out and reveal who helped pay for Mr. Porter's legal fees, arguing that such a disclosure is required to ensure that the Australian people can continue to have trust in the integrity in Parliament. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he, for one, is going to keep pursuing the matter.
We've said all along that this is an issue of the Prime Minister's integrity, whether or not he's been prepared to defend and accept a situation where a Member of Parliament taking up to $1 million in secret donations. Obviously, that doesn't pass any kind of test, but Scott Morrison has been bizarrely silent on that.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers. So, James, tomorrow's the last sitting day of Parliament for this year, possibly for the parliamentary term. Are we expecting more resignations?
Yes, Greg Hunt, the health minister who has led Australia through the pandemic and has played a very prominent and indeed important role, is going to resign tomorrow. He's refused to speak about it today publicly, only saying that he hadn't been informing his colleagues today. But previously, when he's been asked this question, and these rumours have been around for a while, he's claimed he's running for sure, and he's certainly not doing that today. And many of his colleagues have been speaking behind the scenes about his departure anyway. This too is not particularly unexpected. Mr. Hunt had aspired to other portfolios and had looked to jump in previous reshuffles. And there's been some chatter for some time that perhaps this was the end for him. And tomorrow is the last sitting day for this year. And this is perhaps the last sitting week for this Parliament. So the government has to get out all these sorts of news stories and announcements. And if people want to have a final speech, well, this is their chance as well.
Thanks very much, James. James Glenday in Canberra.